ask you guys a question?
Yeah.
Have you ever, like, written a poem to someone? Because, you know, you, like, have the hots for them. You know, they're on your mind. So you're like,
I feel like that is my my poetry. That's all my poetry. You know?
Yeah, so then you're like, oh, I want to let this person into my heart. My poem, you know. So you give them your poem. And then, lo and behold, like, a couple weeks later, crash and burn. Ah! Like, it didn't work out. Yeah. So you're like, such a good poem. So have you ever recycled that poem? And, like,
yes.
Then just said to the next
yes.
person that you're like...
I'm going to be honest and say yes. And I have to say it was when I was younger. Now that I'm, like, you know...
Oh, because I just really...
I know that. Like, I don't know if I would, like, give it to them, but I sort of, like, reimagine. I was like, oh, maybe I prophesied this poem to be about this person instead of this
right,
person.
Right.
You just transfer your... You just transfer
the feelings. Yeah. Sorry, this is about you. No, yeah, I definitely am. I'm a firm believer if I wrote a poem about or inspired by someone, that person should read that poem, good or bad.
Yeah.
So
sometimes it's just so good.
It just, I think you kind of have to recycle it. Because if it didn't work with that one, maybe it'll work with the next.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of hard to give a guy a poem sometimes.
Yeah. I think it depends when you're giving it too. Like if it's something new, I kind of like to hold off. I don't want to be psycho poet girl. It's like poem about you.
Because the stereotype of a poet, you know, I mean, when you're 2 weeks into dating someone, you don't want to.
Yeah, no. That's weird. I have a hard time. I always like write poems usually in retrospect, like after. It's weird. Like
those ones are
during.
Yeah, those ones are bad though. When it's retrospect, it's usually like daggers.
Yeah. I do it like the first day I get home. I'm like, oh,
really?
Diddly do. Like just totally. Then I hang on to it. I'm like, when can I get this to
you know, I have a hard time, honestly, I have a hard time writing, like, the good love poems. Like, I have a hard time, like, writing the, like, it's all sunshine and daffodils, and it's like, I can't. I don't know why. It's just, like, I cannot write happy poems. And we actually had this discussion when I was in a workshop with David Trinidad. And we were, I think, I don't know if it was, like, a regular workshop or we were doing, I took an Anne Sexton and Sylvia Plath class. With him, and we actually had a conversation like, is there such thing as a happy poem? Like, at the end of the day, is there really a such thing as a happy poem? And I'm like, yeah, usually, like, yeah, but I've sat down and I've tried to write the, maybe because I'm not very, I wish I was more comedic. I was like, comedic in my poems just does not turn out well.
It's hard to write comedy in general.
Yeah, I think even comedy is like, it's all connected to something dark.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you just have to, again, like, process it so it's a little bit lighter.
Yeah.
But you can tell, I think, underneath the surface of it, there's, like, a lot of pain. You notice how, like, even comics are, like, they have bad childhoods or, you know.
Yeah, you usually do have dark backgrounds,
right.
You know, or the better ones, the good ones.
Yeah.
I'd say.
Yeah,
the happy love poems. I always tell people, like, you know, like, oh, you don't write love poems, or I'm like, that's a good thing. Like, you should be happy. That means everything's going well. I've not written a poem about you yet. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
So everything is gravy.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's a challenge I've been I'm trying to put forth. I'm trying to write a happy love poem.
Has it happened yet?
I'm trying. It's okay. It's still like teeters on the side of. It's not bad. It's still teetering on the side of like, you know, it's not good. It's not bad. It's kind of like I don't know. But I'm trying. I'm trying really hard.
Yeah.
So, love poems. They never go out of style.
It's that's why I mean I love Pablo Neruda too because you can relate to his love poems because I think like sometimes poetry is hard to relate to unless you're in that frame of mind. But even his love poems are like kind of painful a little bit too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean that's what drew me to him initially. The love poems they were just pretty universal, like I think. You know. They were like that book 20 Love Poems and a Song of Despair is I think it's a great book and but I think they were two muses at the time. So but I feel like, you know, they just apply to just everyone's situation in some cases, you know.
And that he sensualized like even things outside of love like country and, right. you know, struggle, and how all, like, his all his love poems were love poems for, like, his country and his
right.
people, too. So
right.
I like that when you were talking about how you start with the, you know, like, the emotion of your poem, and then as your poetry graduates, you realize you can write about other things that aren't necessarily attached to emotions. And I love how he sort he did that with love poetry, that love poetry doesn't have to stay between what, you know, you're, you know, whoever you're romantically involved with, but love is this sort of, like, overarching subject matter that can go in so many different ways. Love for addiction. Like, love, it could be whatever. Anything could be centralized.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and in fact, some of the... Sometimes those are the poems that I like the best. Like, have you guys ever read Trout Fishing in America?
No.
Well, like, Richard Brautigan, he was, like, a huge poet in the, like, late 60s, and he's dead now, but he would write about... the ice cubes in the ice cube tray, filling that up again, and it was like such a menial act to write a poem about, but you could tell it was because he's getting over a breakup, you know, even though it's such simple things. I think that's the beauty in poetry. Simple poetry is kind of like where I like to go to,
yeah,
instead of like intricate gnarly poetry. It's hard for me to follow Alexander Pope or something, you know.
Yeah.
So we've talked a lot about like love and starting from the emotion with a poem. Do you think it's important for poets to be political? Because I think this
to
is one
what?
Of the political.
Political
this is one
poetry.
Of the things that I struggle with too when I go to the page. Like if I should write a political poem or what I should be doing with politics when I'm writing.
I love it. I think it's great if you can, you know, chew in something political through poetry because it's. Can be sharp and hard-hitting in some of the facts, you know, obviously with your opinion to it, but, like, I particularly like it because, you know, when you see the straight news or you see, or you know what's going on in a particular country or in our country, you know, I think if you can merge something that's, you know, so heavy and hot in the news right now with putting a kind of like a cool artistic spin on it, I welcome that. You know, because otherwise it takes it in a way. It's like takes the edge off while punching you in the face.
Mm. Yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah, I'd say yeah, definitely. I mean, I don't seek out to be a political poet, but I am a fan of political poetry. It's Palmer, like I said, Palmer knew that was a very political poet and activist, and I agree with his sort of message of you know, poetry for the people and. And that's how I try to approach my writing, in some senses. Like, I don't really come from a, you know, literary background or, you know, and my family, they're just, like, I try to write in a sense to where my family would like it, because they don't read poetry, normally. And so I try to, like, keep that in mind, like, where I come from. And writing about that too, and I also am of the belief of, you know, the personal being the political, and, you know, in some senses. So I feel like, you know, whether grand or large, if you want to state the theme, you know, lost the word I was looking for, but yeah, definitely believe in poetry.
Are you from?
I am from here, but my family is like first generation. Or my mom is, and you know, my grandpa was from Mexico and stuff, you know, across many years ago.
Do they read your poetry now?
They
it?
Have, yeah. I gave them like a copy of I had a poem in poetry, and then I got all these like free copies, or I asked for all these free copies. And then I went to a family party, and I have a large family, a lot of cousins, you know. And so I gave them a copy of the book, and you know, they really enjoyed it, and you know, were affected by it. And it's very, I have a very good, you know, loving family, and so they definitely have always been supportive of, you know, anything that I do. So just to have that, just to witness that, you know. How it affected him meant something, you know, more meant more to me than, you know, having it published. Yeah.
So when you and I think about this sometimes when you're writing you know, your poems, I always think about, man, would I ever want my family to read? Like, if I put out my, when I put out my book, I'm like, do I really want them reading these poems? You know, my dad reading these poems. So have you ever, even just in telling, you say you like, you write a lot of personal, a lot of family poems. So was there ever a point, and it's 93 too, is there ever a point where you felt a little bit of conflict? You're like, should I write this poem? Should I not? Although, you know, as poets, we know whatever poem comes, it's poem that needs to be written. But have you ever felt that little tug that, like, maybe I should consult this person? Or have you ever had that experience in writing?
Well, I feel like I have nothing to hide. And my dad one time found my high school poetry and, like, found it and, like, burned it. I mean, it was all, like, totally, like, you know, preteen, pubescent bullshit. Like,
I wonder what it's like to have sex.
You know, my dad found it, and I was, like, mortified. But then, you know, time went on, and I forgot. I don't know. I feel like never read anything you're not proud of. Like, I feel like I have nothing to hide. I mean, I work for a really... big company, you know, I know not to put anything out there that I wouldn't be proud of, or, you know, I wouldn't, like, you know, display the inner turmoil of the cockles of my heart. Maybe that is why I write comically, you know, because that kind of protects me a little bit, you know, but I will never, ever, ever regret anything I write or say or put out there, because then I would be miserable and have to live in a hole, because that's how I...
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't, you know, censor myself or, you know, not write about a certain subject. And even if I do feel that conflict, which I do, I find myself, like, lately dealing with that in some senses, but... like, it's just a matter of, for me, like, showing it to, you know, whatever family member or something. I remember once I read at a reading, and my mom was there, and I had written this poem about her, and it was, I thought it was a sweet poem. It was just about, you know, as she was getting older, like, she was losing, her vision was just worsening, and we would always buy her a watch for Christmas, but as, you know, the watt numbers got bigger and bigger, you know, each year sort of thing. And so I read it, and, you know, like I said, I thought it was a sweet poem, but afterwards she felt very, you know, sort of self-conscious about it and said, you know, that if I was going to read something about her or something, let her know beforehand. So I was just like, okay, you know, so it's just, for me now, it's just a matter of, you know, I'll have it, I'll write it and, you know, maybe publish it, but in terms of, like, reading it out loud at a reading that she might be at, or, you know, one of my brothers are at, or something like that, if I'm writing about them.
But they don't mind it if they, like, read it in one of your books. So
they haven't said anything, so I hope not.
That's cool.
You know, I feel like I have nothing to hide, you know, I don't want to hide, try to hide anything that made me who I am today, so...
I mean, I've written things where, just pieces of fiction where, I've done everything from, like, having sex with Osama bin Laden to having, an identical twin sister, who, totally was this turbo genius, amazing assassin. I mean, people believe some of that stuff,
yeah.
And then they come up to you later and they're like, how could you have sex with a guy who created 9/11?
I believe that you have found pets, right? But the government can't find them.
Yeah, but then in that sense, I'm just kind of like, wow, interesting. You totally thought that's
cool. Really, I mean, as like people, they see I and they really like superimpose I on the person who's standing in front of them.
They sure do.
Because that I doesn't necessarily mean me. It just means I'm the I of poem.
Yeah, and we can't be responsible how somebody,
right?
You know, I mean, we just. Gotta be nice people.
I agree.